Liam Horan is Managing Director and Careers Coach with Slinua Careers, which is one of Ireland's leading careers training agencies. And he joins me now. Good morning, Liam. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good. Thank you.
Great to talk to you this morning. What did you make of this report earlier in the week that a lot of older people who are trying to get a job are really feeling the pressure?
I think, to be quite honest, there's a little bit of scaremongering in the report. You know, they've used the word Botox quite prominently, but in fact, when you go down through it, it actually says that 8% of people considered Botox. So, you know, I don't think it's as huge a problem as they might be trying to indicate. Though I've no doubt ageism does apply, as do other forms of discrimination in interviews as well. They shouldn't, but in my experience working with candidates preparing for interviews, it does. So people get discriminated against, maybe not as much as was once the case, but it does happen, you know. I think that there's a danger with a report like this that people will find something to focus on, you know, that might not be as big an issue as it looks. For example, you know, every candidate, in my view, should try to look well going to interview, by which I mean, you know, spruce up well, wear good clothes, professional clothes. Do I mean you should go off on a weight loss program or a Botox program or a teeth whitening program? It wouldn't be advice I've ever given any candidate I've worked with, and I think it's kind of missing the point. The point at an interview is, what do you bring to the table? What experience have you? And all of that. And sometimes being older, which in some definitions in this sect, in this area, are deemed to be over 51, being older is the only way you can get experience.
Right.
Doesn't mean you can't have the experience of a 55-year-old at 25.
Yeah, so, but Liam, you know,
it's more complex than just, you know, age debarred you, full stop.
You know, though, as a careers coach, that when you go for a job interview, the people who are interviewing you, it's human nature. That, and we've seen a lot of reports on this, that more attractive people tend to get on better in job interviews. And if you're an older person, you might feel, well, I have a few wrinkles there, my teeth aren't great, I need to look more attractive for this job interview.
Well, I think, first of all, you're conflating two things there. You're conflating attractiveness and age, okay? So are you saying that somebody, the more attractive 25-year-old gets the job ahead of the less attractive 25-year-old?
Yes.
Or, do you know what I mean?
That's the evidence. The evidence has been that better-looking people...
But the evidence of what, though? Some of these reports, in my view, are produced of small enough sample sizes.
See, you don't think that better-looking people get on better in life?
I think better-looking people get on in certain jobs in terms of modelling, perhaps, in other areas as well. I don't think it's quite the simplistic factor it's made out to be. I think what recruiters hire on, is ability, willingness to learn, relevant skills, relevant experience, and that's what you need to focus on. And whether or which, you know, I certainly wouldn't encourage people to try and beautify themselves to fill some perceived deficit they have, because I think you might end up chasing the wind a little bit in that, you know, you think that was the problem. In fact, it wasn't the problem. The problem is how you presented yourself in terms of your experience, your knowledge. And yes, I do think you should try to look as well as you can. But I spoke to a beauty consultant yesterday who said that she has no evidence. She works at Botox. In fact, she's a Botox user herself. And she has no evidence of any of her clients taking Botox to improve themselves for job interview.
They're just doing it for themselves.
All that much. And
right.
I don't think, you know, take a look around the office. Is everybody who's got the job there absolutely stunningly beautiful? I hope they are. You know what I mean?
Let me put a message to you, Liam, from a listener who's just sent us a message on WhatsApp and said, "Morning, I'm nearly 60. I'm unemployed since March. I have a degree. Any job I applied for, I was told I'm overqualified. Some companies didn't even bother to reply to me. Very frustrated when you're getting old. Your speaker, I'm afraid, is talking rubbish. They do look at your age. And if you're over 50, they don't want you."
Well, that's that person's experience. I have candidates every day of the week over the age of 50 getting jobs. You know, not quite, that's slightly, not every day of the week, but we regularly candidates over 50 getting jobs. I mean, you know, the phrase overqualified is a different question. That's perhaps you have, you know, what does overqualified mean?
Well, overqualified,
you might get bored of the job, you might be what they call a flight risk, you might leave for the first other job that comes along.
No, I think, Liam, overqualified.
Overqualified can apply at 25 as well. Do you know what I mean? You can have 3 degrees by 25, you can have a doctorate by 28. Do you know what I mean? I think it's dangerous to, as I said earlier, to conflate everything into an age thing.
Right, and but you're the expert here. I'm not the expert now. But do you not think that overqualified is an old excuse that they use when they don't want you?
Yes, but it may not be an age thing. Do you know what I mean? It's not. I don't think it's related to age. But I also do think, if you put yourself in the position of a recruiter, if you see somebody coming through who is, to use that phrase, overqualified, one of the fears you have is that you will train somebody very extensively, and then they will leave you because they're fit for better, they're trained for better, they want to do better. I think that's a very real fear that employers have. But I don't think, you know, I just always wary of reducing it to one thing. In fact, I think one of the things that people, when we talk about older people, one of the real concrete factors in the workplace nowadays is technology. And, you know, that is something that lots of employers, even in non-technological companies where technology is used, that's something they're evaluating all the time, is your technological capacity. And if you're not proving that in interview, you know, you could be knocked down on that basis. And you may go away thinking it's because I'm old, but in fact it may be because you're not technologically adept enough. I'm not saying ageism doesn't come into it. What I'm saying is I don't think it's as simple to explain away every single, or as much as people try to explain away, just as I don't think gender, as I don't think other elements of discrimination are as big a factor as people think. I think it's easy to put it on that.
Right. But then you look, I mean, and I know his business is a very visual business, but not all of his work is visual. Marty Whelan, for example, spoke about the fact that he felt the pressure to get a hair transplant as he was getting older. Like, there is a pressure out there, Liam.
I have no hair on my head. I've never felt that pressure.
Really?
Yes.
But you have your own company. You're not looking for a job.
How many people feel the pressure to do hair restoration products? You know, feeling the pressure is something Marty Whelan chose to do. And, you know, there are plenty of bald TV presenters. You know what I mean? I don't think, I felt the pressure, says Marty Whelan. From where? Wayne Rooney felt the pressure. Others didn't. Do you know what I mean? Lots of people have allowed themselves to go grey without putting colours back in. I guess it's a personal choice. I have no problem with people doing it. But to make that up into some societal or recruiter desire or imperative that you must restore your hair, you must colour your hair, I just don't think it adds up. But I think if as a society and as candidates, if we don't have enough belief in our ability and we think that getting the hair restored or getting the hair coloured if I was going to get you over the line, I think there's a deeper lack of confidence there that you need to address rather than just addressing the symptom of it.
Right. And what about, so how do we instill some confidence then in older people who may, for whatever reason, have to look for a job? It happens from time to time. People lose their jobs at 58 and they think, I'm never going to get a job again. How do we instill some confidence in them?
We instill confidence in people the way we instill confidence in people at every age. We look to our achievements. We look to our skills. We upskill where necessary. If we're changing sectors, we speak to people in that sector. We improve our interview performance. We try and anticipate what the employer is looking for. And we try and mix it all up together. You can't make a 58-year-old into 28, so you got to look to what you have. Lack of confidence is a very common thing. You know, it's not, I'm not being simplistic about that. It's a very, very common phenomenon. But, you know, we do it by looking to what the employer is looking for and how do we best match that. And really, in my view, when you go away from that, when you allow some other thing to come into the mix, you're letting somebody else influence your chance of getting a job. And in some cases, you may be using some societal sort of accepted problem like ageism as your reason not to go hard enough. And some people won't like to hear that, but I say that to clients all the time. You've got to get your job, and you know, don't be looking to reports to give you reasons to not have got the job, do you know?
Yeah, it's a very good point indeed. Right, Liam, thank you very much for that. You have a website, Slinua Careers, Slinua, Slinua or Slinua, which do you call
Slinua,
it?
Slinua, we go
Sli.
With.
Okay,
go
very good.
Yeah.
SlinuaCareers.com.